Emergent nears $200 million round backed by Craigs, Amazon and Ranjan Pai.
Grow and Zerodha AMCs log strong growth.
The companies behind Pune's fake job scam.
Blackstone-backed data center operator AirTrunk plans $30 billion investment in India by 2030.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. Let's start with a big funding deal in the AI space, where vibe coding startup Emergent is nearing a $200 million funding round.
Yes, a big scoop, Chandra. The round is expected to be backed by investors including Craigs, Amazon, Ranjan Pai's Claypond Capital and several existing investors as well. If completed, the deal could value Emergent at around $1.5 billion.
Now, that's a sharp jump from its previous valuation of roughly $300 million just a few months ago. In fact, you heard it and read it first on Money Control in April that the company had begun fundraising discussions yet again.
Yes, existing investors including Khosla Ventures, Lightspeed, SoftBank, ProSus and Together Fund are also expected to participate in this round. So this would be Emergent's fifth funding round since it was founded in 2024.
Now, founded by twin brothers Mukund Jha and Madhav Jha, Emergent has quickly become one of the most closely watched AI startups in the country.
There have also been some changes at the leadership and board level very recently, that is yesterday. Together Fund's co-founder Manav Garg recently joined Emergent as executive chairman, while Freshworks founder Girish Mathrubhudam is also set to join the board. Now, even as funding remains selective across startups, investor appetite for AI continues to remain strong.
Moving to wealth management now, where Grow and Zerodha are seeing rapid growth in a newer business line, mutual funds. Both companies entered the asset management business in late 2023, and the numbers suggest that they are scaling quickly. Now, Grow AMC's assets under management nearly tripled over the past year to around ₹4,730 crore.
Yes, on the other hand, Zerodha Fund House also saw strong growth, with assets rising from about 4,900 crore rupees to more than 13,000 crores during the same period. Now, what stands out is that this growth has come during a relatively flat market overall. The overall mutual fund industry grew by around 17%, while both firms expanded much faster.
A big advantage is distribution. Millions of investors already use their investing platforms, giving both firms direct access to potential mutual fund customers.
Yes, and Grow remains the country's largest broker by active investors, while Zerodha continues to have one of the largest retail investor bases. Now, both have largely focused on direct and passive funds with lower expense ratios.
Now, the broader trend is that fintech platforms are increasingly becoming not just distributors, but manufacturers as well, because they want to own the entire stack. Next up, a hiring scam investigation in Pune is growing larger. Pune-based employee union FITE has approached the Maharashtra government seeking a special investigation team or an SIT probe into alleged fraudulent IT hiring practices targeting freshers and early career professionals.
Yes, according to FITE, several companies allegedly posed as legitimate IT employers and even collected money from job seekers in exchange for promised jobs. The union claims more than 3,000 victims have already been identified across 7 companies, while over 10,000 job seekers may have been affected as well.
Now, the companies named by FITE include names such as Flynot SaaS, AcureTech, ThinkTech, QuantumSoft, Radiant Technology, GT Asterix, and Kavya Tech. So beware if you're a fresher who has an offer letter from some of these firms. And according to the allegations, candidates paid anywhere between 1 lakh and 4 lakh crore rupees for jobs. Many reportedly underwent training programs but received little project work, salaries, or provident fund benefits.
Yes, and FITA says several company owners have already been arrested following employee complaints and FIRs. But now the union is also seeking tighter oversight of recruitment agencies and private IT firms to prevent similar cases.
And finally, a major investment announcement in India's data center sector, where Blackstone-backed data center operator AirTrunk says it plans to invest more than $30 billion in India by 2030 to support growing demand for cloud computing and AI infrastructure.
Yes, the company says the investment program could support more than 5 gigawatts of new data center capacity across multiple states and union territories.
Now, some background here. AirTrunk entered India earlier this year through the acquisition of Lumina Cloud Infra. That deal gave the company an existing development pipeline of around 600 megawatts across Mumbai, Chennai, and Hyderabad.
Now, the company says future investments will focus on expanding digital infra while supporting cloud and AI workloads. During a recent India visit, AirTrunk executives met central and state government officials to discuss infra requirements, including power availability, renewable power, water resources, talent, and project approvals. All right, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. A big shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we covered today.
Thank you, listeners. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more tech and startup news minus the boring bits. This is Chandra and Bhavya signing off. Have a nice weekend.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.